Nevertheless, on the area, mashma midvaro, it would appear from the words of the Rabban, she'ein tzarech latzis shlosh shvarim l'shimach. What is mashma? Isn't it beferish? What do you do? Do, 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 do. Get a couple of, get a little, a few little, trualach between Shevet 2 and Shevet 3. What do you mean mashma midvaro? So I interpreted you before. The average guy goofs. If someone makes a mistake, the first reaction is to take a deep breath. Or stop yourself for a second. So the chances are this guy who blew two shvar, and then he went on to blow a shvar. What do you do? Do, 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 do. Get a couple of, get a little, a few little trualach between Shevet 2 and Shevet 3. What do you mean mashma midvaro? So I interpreted you before. The average guy goofs. If someone makes a mistake, the first reaction is to take a deep breath. Or stop yourself for a second. So the chances are this guy blew two shvar, and then he went on to blow two little yivavim. He probably took a breath before the third shevet. But let me ask you a question. If you need all three shvarim, literally, without any break whatsoever, nothing, not even a hefsek ma'at, then how in the world could you even think about being machshir the case of do, two shvarim, two little trulach shever? How can you even dream about it? Because it was an intervening period of time, which is certainly the least equivalent of hefsek ma'at. Got enough time to blow two truel off there. So what's there to talk about? It's certainly going to be possible. Moreover,
is it possible?
The Rosh does not seem to say that it's possible. The question is it possible or not? So look what he says. Avalafi, mashek asavti lehel, shetzorech asosim v'neshima achas, right? Hayetzorech lachzom v'lutkoa shlosh shvorem v'yariyah. What, now we have to say, what does that mean? What is the Rosh saying over here now?
You can answer that question by saying that there's a difference between actually taking a breath, or since you're physically involved in blowing, so even though it came out, you know, two partial teruos, that still is not an exit before the third shedra. Because you're still blowing, as opposed to taking a breath.
That it's
like,
more than a caution.
No, but the point is still asup osu vinyan, something like that.
Right.
These
are critical lines. How did the Rosh understand the Ravan? And what is his argument with the Ravan? It can be interpreted in many ways. And although this may impact tomorrow's Shia, it impacted today's Shia in this regard. Because what exactly did the Rosh mean when he said the Shema Achas? Simplest way, said Abogan Avraham and Tazra, the simplest way to read the Rosh is, I think that's the simplest one, that he interpreted, correctly or incorrectly, he interpreted that the Ravan is Masha B'Shtei Neshimas. Three Shvarim with B'Shtei Neshimas. Two. Because he figures that the guy who blew the two little Trulach has probably, you know, he caught himself and the people are screaming, do this, look, what happened over there? Some are screaming, what happened? Look at the drama, how it unfolded him against her. Some of them are yelling, go straight. And some of the yelling, go back. Probably took a breath while this was going on. Right? So the Ravan, by saying he can just go on, is implying quite clearly you can take a breath and go on. And according to what I said, I the Rosh, that's no good. You have to have all three Shavarim in one breath. So you took a breath between Shevet 2 and Shevet 3, forget it. You certainly have to go back and do all three Shavarim in one breath. But the impression is conveyed that had you not taken the breath, this guy's really fast on his feet. And he blows two shvarim, two trulach, and quickly blows a third shever. The Rosh would concede, would agree to the Rabbana would be kosher. That's the Pashup shot in the Rosh. That's how the Magad Rabbana Taz read it. If that's the case, 1 minute, if that's right, the Magad Rabbana has a right shot in the Rosh. It seems to me that this destroys the old interpretation of the Avnei Nezer. The Abinazer said that the reason why the Shemachas was no gap whatsoever is because that same expression, the Shemachas by Shvarim Truah, is also found by three neshim, by three shvarim, and they have certainly any gap whatsoever positive. Not true. According to the Rosh, even there within the three shvarim, a gap are not necessarily possible. The woman have some mark, not a kalei neshim. So who are the nine who become a kolmer? By shvarim true, such a gap would not possible. That's my quibble with the Avnei Nezer. Okay. I look for you. That's all I read. We'll see, there are many other ways of reading it, but yes. The following counter suggestion to your consideration, and you have to be careful, the words are not so simple here, not simple. I do agree, I think it sounds that way from the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, that he does drive a wedge between the Rosh and the Ramban. By the way, to those who were here yesterday, the Chazanish's second paragraph claims that even the Ramban agrees with the Rosh, before his understanding. Even the Ramban would say that Hezekiah is no good. That's his opinion, it was wrong. That's his own personal opinion, not the Shekhan today, so. Okay? We went through that already, because it's chopped around, I'm not going to repeat that right now. But I think, no. The other way around. Okay, it's a little backwards. They had an issue. They understood that the Rosh and Ramban were different according to the base of it. I think maybe he's right in that regard. And then, yes, it is true that the Ramban is compatible with Rabbi Nathan, as I've also understand it, and the Rosh is incompatible. I agree with that, and I guess that's what it sounds like. But everything is off one notch. Everything is off a notch. Because you see, the Truma Sadesh was never rejected. So the Hefsek Ma'at is mandatory. So therefore, I want to make the following suggestion. That Mashahu, it's no good. No one knows this way. Because the Chuba Sadesh said it's no good. The whole Chuba Sadesh. No good. As for the Chuba Sadesh. Sure, never agreed with that. Forget about it. So what do you left with Ma'at? So who says Ma'at? The Rosh. The name of Ma'at, the name of Cloud. The Chuba, don't forget, the Chuba Sadesh is quoted the Rosh. We saw it over here. The Maisi, right? Ashiri. Who's the Ashiri? It's the Rosh. So the Truma says, no, but the Rosh, he quotes the Rosh. And despite that he quotes the Rosh, he says, even the Rosh holds that you have a nice mat. Oh. Good. No. Here's the critical line. But, what about the Rebbe Tam? What does he do with all the things in the Rebbe Tam? What does he do? And what does he do with the Rebbe Tam? You have to have Shtei Neshimis. What is Shtei Neshimis? I think Gemara said to Farish that anything here, true, or here, will come. And I go, Pashi said, according to Rebbe Tam, you're right. That's true. According to Rebbe Tam, anything above the Neshima and above is okay. Because that goes Pashi. Not this way, but this way. Here's my reason. I agree with you, again, it's one little line. Has to have some kind of a margin. Which way does the margin go? That's what I hope to see in the Chazanish. According to Rebbe Tam's version of Rebbe Tam. So today the Shiva is alright. But there's just one has to have a little margin, one way or the other. Which way? So I say it goes the other way, the outside. So Rebbe Tam could say today the Shiva or Yosef is today the Shiva. According to Rebbe Tam's version. That's what I'm suggesting. Now we understand very well that the Rosh and Rebbe Nathan are incompatible. Because the Rosh consists not on less than Kedem Shema. And Rebbe Nathan consists on Kedem Shema or more. So they're completely incompatible. Ah, but apparently, the Beis Yosef understood the Ramban differently. The Beis Yosef understood the Ramban here, but it's a little bit tricky. Apparently, they have to be very careful with this. He understood the Ramban to say that even if you are Mafsik, exactly, because you can be the Daikin, you will also be good. The Rosh says, no, But the Ramban is leading today to Shiva exactly would also be good. It comes out that the Ramban, as I said before, the Ramban and the Ramban are compatible. What do? Today the Shiva on the dot. The Shiva on the dot is good according to the Ramban and according to the Ramban. But according to the Rosh, it's incompatible. So now we have a completely different meaning. The first is as follows. Ideally, since the Rosh and the Rabbi Natan are compatible, should blow twice. Let's look at that. Let's read the whole thing now. Let's read the whole thing. It's very important. Lufizel, I think there's information to Lufizel. Mashi Basafi, Mashiach Abonachai, Rajal Sashu. Yosef told the Asif and then the Bedin Masif, Vilasosa, the Nishima, Kass. Okay. And now, Vavu, look at this. Shilo Yos, Lo Yishim Absol, the Yosef and the Nishima. Not because of the Rajal Sashu and the Mordechai. No. Call the Lenin to be Masif, all the Nishima. But you want to be also the Rambam opinion as well. That's why I dispute Kanish. He said he wanted to have such the Mordechai, maybe more than the was no good. I'm saying not that way. More than such the Mordechai, more than the Shiva would be good. The reason why he's giving instructions here, what do? Some said after the Shiva, some said after the Shiva. How do you fulfill everything? Simple. You mount the Kanish Shiva on the dot. If you do this, according to the Mordechai, you fulfilled it. Right? According to that, it can be massive. More if you